This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about smell. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Smell is a powerful sense, and now that we're slowly returning to work, to restaurants, movie theaters, we're once again smelling other people, their cologne, their shampoo, sunscreen, and oh yeah, that overpowering Axe body spray. And sometimes you suddenly get a whiff of something that's really bad, and one immediate thought is often like, ooh, is that me? Did my deodorant fail me? That happened to reporter Grant Hill when he was recently at a party for the first time in ages, living that fully vaccinated life.
Okay, picture a crowded dance floor, you know, thick, sticky air, flashing lights, and spilled drinks, and then just the smell of body odor. So I asked my girlfriend Mary to just, you know, give me a quick sniff to see what I smelled like.
What?
Grass stains and dirt from like building your own like porch or something.
I never do that.
I know, but it smells like you do and it's so hot.
Do humans give off smells that make them hot or attractive? This kind of thing happens in different species that pick up molecules through smell that change or affect their behavior. These are called pheromones, and we tend to think of them in the context of attraction, mating, or sex, like a cat picking up another cat that's nearby and in heat. So does this work the same in humans? Grant was intrigued by his girlfriend's comment, and he wanted to find out more.
So, against all odds, Mary thought I smelled good at this sweaty party. And this wasn't the first time she'd mentioned this kind of scent either. The whole thing kind of sounded like a human pheromone. I started to wonder, is what's keeping Mary from moving on to a much better dancer at this party some natural chemical secretion I'm completely unaware of? Or has she simply learned to love my deodorant? To Mary's absolute horror, I asked some other partygoers about the same thing, if there is a scent that attracts them to others.
If I'm attracted to somebody, they have... I don't even know how to describe it. It's like the manly smell. I'm attracted to comfortability. So if I get to know you and you smell like something, then I think I get comfortable with that thing and I'm attracted to that.
So the smell that Steven wears now,
yeah,
I told him to start wearing because Matt wore it all the time and I love the smell.
So you want...
So you're No.
And I always used to wear Chanel Mademoiselle and my boyfriend always said that his aunt and his mom used to wear that. So it was like such a familiar scent.
To get to the bottom of this, I spoke with John McLone, a professor of animal science at Texas Tech University. He told me that almost all animal species, from insects to humans, emit similar molecules that could be detected through smell. But how those molecules are interpreted can vary wildly depending on their concentration and the species doing the smelling.
There was a pheromone in a pine beetle that's an aggregation pheromone. Now, what that means is, this beetle attacks pine trees, and when it starts feeding, it finds a good pine tree, it puts out an aggregation pheromone, which makes other beetles come to that site and eat that tree. Then, when scientists were studying elephants in Africa, they discovered the same molecule, same exact molecule, was a sex pheromone in the elephant.
Same molecule, very different message. And how and whether it's received very much depends on who's sending it. John says that also comes into play when it comes to humans and pheromones.
Humans have evolved without a heavy reliance on the sense of smell. If you are a species that has developed a sex pheromone, let's say that's the same molecule as an insect, humans will have that same molecule, but they don't perceive that as a sex pheromone in the human.
So while humans often emit the same exact molecules as other animals, it's still unclear at what level humans perceive those molecules and whether we react to them in some hardwired way.
It's difficult to say that humans have pheromones because we have not yet been able to characterize specific molecules that elicit predictable interactions.
That's Jessica Gaby. She's a psychology professor at Middle Tennessee State University, where she researches how the sense of smell influences human interactions.
Humans are really messy creatures to study, right? There's a lot of other factors going on. There's a lot of cognitive factors that might play into the way that you respond to an odor that other animals just don't have. But it certainly seems like we are emitting chemical signals that have social value.
Jessica says that when it comes to smell, context is key. On one hand, there's evidence that our nose is playing a much bigger role in our emotions than we realize. One study suggests the smell of women's tears can quiet feelings of sexual arousal in men. Other research shows sweat can communicate one's level of anxiety.
You are watching a movie, you see a scary thing, someone next to you can pick up on the fact that you are afraid. How did you create that odor so quickly?
People produce their own smells, and then they layer other smells on top, like lotions, perfumes, and deodorants. And those manufactured smells might combine in different ways, depending on a person's diet, and how much deodorant they use, and so on. Jessica has tried to tease those factors apart.
I published a paper a couple years ago where we look specifically, you know, experimentally at how perfume might be impacting body odor.
Jessica and her team gave participants clothing worn by two different people, but sprayed with the same perfume. Participants received a small electrical shock when they smelled one piece of clothing, but not the other.
So what you hope to see is that they eventually develop this sort of expectation of a negative consequence to smelling the one odor, but not the other, right? And so the question was, if the perfume is the thing that matters, then you should not be able to tell the difference between them. But if the underlying individual differences in their body odor are what is important, then you should be able to differentiate them even though they're both wearing the same perfume.
The results showed just that. Participants could decipher which individual sweat was linked to the electrical shocks despite attempts to mask it. People seem to be responding to something deeper than perfume. But still, this doesn't get us that much closer to understanding if pheromones are at play when it comes to perception.
We know there are individual differences in human body odor, both based on genetic and environmental factors. We don't know if it's that people process these perfumes on their skin differently, so the perfume itself might smell different on me than it smells on you, right? We certainly know anecdotally that that is true. So is it that people were picking up on the differences in the perfume itself, or were they picking up on the underlying body odor differences and just the perfume wasn't sufficiently masking it?
So it seems like humans pick up on something that goes beyond just good smell in a bottle. We're just not quite sure what it is yet. But at least one thing is certain.
Every time I smell it, I'm like, yes, this is it. This is home. I love it.
I'm not changing deodorants anytime soon.
I swear.
That story was reported by Grant Hill.